Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody in the room, listen up.
Are you the next model or superstar looking to break into the entertainment industry but need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse. The source for models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, TM and TSN Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazines, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I. IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Thank you for our live show here today. We in Columbia, South Carolina. Can we get a woo? Yes, I'm sitting with designers, models, and all. We are here today for the show. It's a release party, and this is for Nadia. And what we're doing here today is, as a live show, is just to bring awareness to what's going on in Columbia. This is my home stepping ground for over 18 years. Before moving to North Carolina. And just to be a part here in the Big C, Columbia, South Carolina, where I went to college at, where I met my husband at, where I actually my kids grew up for most of their lives. This is what it's all about, coming back to the home and just you know, reaching out and being a part of the atmosphere. My whole goal in life is to network, and that's what we're going to do today, network, allow others to meet each other, others to hear what others are going on with them, and just bridge the gap. That's my goal, and that's my dream, and I'm living it. So thank you all. So right now we have in front of us, we're going to have a little bit later, we're going to show some live footage of right now. So give us your name.
My name is Asia Marshall. I'm a designer. My line is called House of Jewelry.
All right. So, Asia, I know just looking at you all style and class. I love your hair and everything. So what is your line about? Give us some ideas of how you align.
Basically, it's just the embodiment of who I am.
Okay.
A black woman, strong. I'm very cultural, and I'm very prideful in my culture and where we come from. So
right.
I always try to incorporate the things that are myths about us and who we came from and what we are into my new modern style.
Wow. Well, I tell you, I've seen some pieces. I can't wait to see it on the runway. Oh, so how did you get actually connected with Nadia? How did that work out for you?
Actually, it's crazy. A friend of mine, another designer, Joe Battle, actually recommended me to her. Just like a couple weeks ago. I think I found out about this 2 weeks ago. So I'm glad that she reached out to me, and she's a cool person. So I'm glad to be doing her event, and I'm ready, and I'm excited to see her line as well.
Oh, that's great. So where are you from originally? You from Columbia?
No, I'm actually originally from Birmingham, Alabama, and I moved here with my mom because of my aunt. And we've been here back and forth since I was like in sixth grade. So.
Wow. So what gives you the edge, the wanting to be in the industry and to set the difference in the tone? What made you want to be a designer?
I don't know. Since the fourth grade, I've been drawing clothes, and everybody always told me I would change my mind about what I want to do, but it's always what I want to do.
That's right.
And so now a little girl with a vision became a grown woman with a dream.
Woo! I love it. Love it.
And I'm just basically saying, doing what I said I was going to do.
All right. Well, that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you all for tuning in to Live Your Dream. Live Your Dream has been around going on 2 years, and what my goal and dream has been to actually bridge the gap, give a platform for models, talent, industry, professionals, business owners, a way to get out to the world and let people know what they're doing and what they're experiencing. So thank you so much for taking the time, Asia, for everything. We can't wait for you to rock around with. But we're going to get some live fitness out there. Also, so I want you to sit out with us when we get out in the forum, okay?
Right, and I thank you for having me on the
show.
Yeah,
so tell how someone can reach you on social media. They can reach you directly.
Right now, you can reach my social media. My Facebook is House of Jewelry. My Instagram is House of Jewelry with the underscore at the end. Mm-hmm. And then my personal Facebook is Asia Marshall, A-S-Y-A Marshall.
Uh-huh. Okay, now. So, and ladies and gentlemen, I've bought probably 5 or 6 separate business cards in package of 50 to 100 to 200, and I just find it much more easier to connect on Facebook. As soon as you meet up with someone, that's what we actually connect with anyway. We on Facebook all the time. We on Instagram. So all who are listening, Facebook CEO Darlene Pierce is my name, and Nadia have given hers. You have Instagram also?
Yes, my Instagram is House of Zuri.
Oh, House of Zuri. Okay.
Underscore.
All right, all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. So, definitely thank you again. So, we're going to bring up our next actually guest, but not, I mean, I'm sorry, not Nadia. But, Asia, thank you so much. And I can't wait to see your clothes on the runway. It's going to slay it. You're welcome. And welcome. And we definitely have more coming from y'all. Okay. So, let me get the, you want to come over for a second? Let me get the, actually the founder. She's all cutie, I already call her a cutie pie. So this is a unique situation because we chatted for about almost a month now, did not know that she was someone who's close and dear to my heart and worked with me, Eric Pagot, who has been my graphic designer, photographer, and just a person I could bounce things off. So I am truly, truly, and then not only that, he just accepted a role in my company as a media and network consultant for me. Because I got so much going on, so he's going to be the one like, okay, this is what it is, what you need, okay, this is what she can do, this is what she can be. I'm excited for that. So tell us about how you got, and give us your name first. Give us your first name, full name.
Yeah, I'm Nadia. Nadia, I'm the founder and creator of Beyond Measures. Beyond Measures is just a platform for peace, platform for love, a platform for inspiration. I'm from a small town, Bennettsville, South Carolina. I don't know if a lot of you heard of that, but it's very small. They don't even have a hospital there.
Wow.
And I use fashion to kind of like reach the youth, reach the kids.
Yes.
I have a cousin, 14 years old, he's pregnant. So that goes to show you like what goes on in that town. There's absolutely nothing to do. So Beyond Measures stems from that. It's not just runways and shows and clothes and things of that nature. It's actually, you know, like my way of reaching. I feel
right.
God gave everybody a purpose.
Ooh,
and I know my purpose. My purpose is to inspire and encourage.
Yes.
So that's what I'm doing through my brand, through my name, through my measures.
Wow. I'm moved in touch because you said a lot of great things. And not only that, you're wearing a hat that says love on it.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that speaks volumes. But I love it. I love it. And everyone, it's just always, great to give back and also know your purpose. And that's why I tell everyone all the time, seek God and know who you are first. Let him guide and lead you into your purpose because that will take you further and that will help you to be, able to deal. And because a lot of things happen in life you don't understand. And it's because a lot of times you don't know your purpose. But once you know your purpose, then you're like, you can roll with it.
Yeah.
So give us a little idea of what's going to happen tonight.
Well, tonight I have a wonderful group of women. I reached out to these ladies because I see that they're out and they're grinding and they're doing
working
just as hard as me.
Right.
You know? So it's going to be a group of designers, myself, Beyond Measures, Cardad, and Asia Marshall, House of Jewelry.
Yeah.
I mean, Jewelry. Queen. Jewelry by Queen. Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry I'm messing it up, guys. But it's going to be the three of – no, it's actually another designer. So it's a male designer, but I can't remember. Marcus, I can't remember his brand. But, we're what we have to offer Columbia in the world.
All right.
And we have a great group of models that I've worked with, several events, and it's just kind of like I said, a platform for us to, network a little more. I have other magazines here.
Yeah.
I have you here.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like
that
a networking event.
Yeah.
I like to reach out to people. I like to touch people.
That's cool. So this club has actually been here, and my daughter, she's attending Benedict. So she knew where exactly to bring me today when she was dropping me off. So I'm just super excited, and thank you so much for the invite. But I know that you did mention something also about a book.
No, a DVD.
Okay.
It's called Beyond the Scenes.
Okay.
It shows the behind the scenes and just pretty much my everyday lifestyle, my everyday struggle. And I just want to put it out there to show people, like, if you stay consistent and if you keep doing what you do and you have faith in God, that
anything
is possible.
Anything is possible. And that's my favorite quote, that all things are possible. Anything is possible. So, Nadia, thank you so much again. I'm not sure if they're ready for us yet to come out, but we can actually walk out, and I have them to come. Not only that, before you go, how could someone reach you?
Oh, yeah, you can follow me on Instagram.
And about tickets tonight coming into the area.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram at beyond.measures, Facebook, beyond.measures, Nadia McQueen. And you can also visit the website, www.beyondmeasures.com. If you want to get tickets tonight, the tickets are 10 in advance, 20 at the door. Just come on out, have a good time, and just enjoy a night of fashion, love, and peace.
All right. So y'all heard it right here on Assembly Street. And the address is?
1301 Assembly Street.
All right, all right.
Downtown Columbia.
So everyone from surrounding areas, also in the heart of Columbia, outskirts of Columbia, come, and be a part of this great showcase, the networking to bridge people together. So thanks again, Nadia.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. So when you let us know, then we'll come out this way. So who's next? Okay. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we have here today is just actually allowing this great platform to be even further, opening up a whole new door within the Columbia area. Carice Robinson is a photographer who I've met, have known for a while through social media. I've also featured him in my magazine. So I want to give a shout out to him. I believe he's going to be here on tonight. So I'm super excited. So everyone, remember, we are live tonight, and also we're going to do a Facebook Live here at the location where we're going to speak in, with everyone on the spot as well. So who we have here, what is your name? What do you do?
My name is Kari Dad. I'm a fashion designer.
All right. Okay. Fashion designer. All right. So how long have you been a fashion designer?
I've been a designer for about 3 years, but I've been sewing for like my whole life.
Okay. So what is your passion? What makes you want to be a designer?
I just like to make different clothes. Something out of the ordinary
mm-hmm.
for working women, powerful women. That's a legacy
testament. Yes. Oh, that's awesome. So you are located to have a storefront and all that here. Is this something that you do through the web?
Most of my stuff is custom work, and it's all made by hand. So I take orders online and my website, legacytestamentboutique.com, and I also produce collections and have purchased them.
So we are definitely working on, I've always been a person of website, but now really magazines are what's actually popping and hitting. So we're going to have a boutique magazine kind of sort of. So for a fashion designer, clothing can go in our magazine, and they can actually link and come back to someone's website to buy it. Not only that, we have a networking website. One of my websites have close to 700 people on it, and it models talent, industry professionals at agencies. And we are now currently in the midst of having another website, which that one should be ready next week. And it has fashion designers, have the whole shebang. So I want everyone who haven't got my name yet, my name is CEO Darlene Pierce. Y'all connect with me on Facebook because I tell people all the time, cards. I know people giving me cards. I've given them cards and where it ends up. It just never, you never know. So I like to connect right on the spot. So what do you want everyone to know about what they're going to see on the runway tonight?
Everything that's on the runway tonight is, like, made by hand with my own patterns and all of that and a lot of couture techniques. And everything's finished and buy it right off the floor.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what are your sizes, Darlene?
I make clothing for all sizes, but the samples that we have here are around, like, the small, medium, or six, eight.
All right. So if you can compare your style to anyone, what would you say?
I would say that my style is very high fashion. Mixed with urban ready to wear.
Yes,
sounds
good. Yes.
Something you can really throw on really easily, but still look really, really high fashion.
Oh, okay, y'all, I can't wait. This is going to be absolutely exciting. So I appreciate you. So tell someone how someone can find you, or tell all how someone can find you on social media.
Our website is Legacom, and the Instagram is Legacy_custom, just custom, no S on the end, and it's just Legacy Custom on Facebook as well.
Awesome, awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all out there listening and tuning in. Thank you also, and can't wait to see your designs. So who we have up next want to come and chat with us? I know I'm not sure if the space is ready out there yet. Okay. So you want to come on over? All right. Thank you. Thank you. Peeping through. And what's that's your shirt?
A ruler?
Ruler. Actually, I'm a brand ambassador.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm telling you, see, my networking pool, the biggest part that I do is New York and Atlanta. Columbia is one area. So are you from here?
No, I'm actually from New Jersey.
New Jersey, but you living here in the Columbia now? All right, all right. So, oh, I'm excited. Y'all just have to understand, this is actually awesome. So tell us about yourself. What's your name and what do you do?
My name is Stephon White. I am a model that's trying to be a national model.
Ooh, okay.
I'm a brand ambassador over the Soda Line. Like you stated before, Ruler says on my shirt, it's called DMR, based out of Washington, D.C., where the owners are Demi Raquel and Raquel Michelle.
Yes.
Yes, so I'm basically an upcoming model that wants to expand my brand, and my brand is Moodle, which is my nickname, which later on in high school I figured out was Spanish fashion. So I've been destined to this life my whole life, not even know.
Now that is hot. That is really cool. So, I mean, I saw you early when you came in, and I'm like, okay, because now I've been already met two designers and a model. So, I mean, I'm excited. Is this your first show in this location? Are you model anywhere else?
No, I model also around Atlanta and Columbia as well. I've done hair walk, and I've done other gigs and such. I just did the Columbia Back Expo where I've had people and interviews.
Yes. What was that?
Columbia Black Expo was, I believe, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, and I missed that. Yes. And no one called and told me. Okay. I'm sorry. There, you need to get this. Okay. So, what do you want everyone to know about you, and how can they find you on Facebook and social media?
What I want everybody to know about me is I'm a big person on support, love, and happiness. Also, how you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, basically type in I am Mr. Nuda, and it's M-O-D-A. I am Mr. Nuda on Facebook, and my first and last name, Stephon White, on Facebook.
All right. So we have connections international. So I just got the phone early with an Australian photographer. They always looking for models. I have connection with London, England. We just was featured in their magazine last month, and also, of course, Africa and different Italy and different places. And the goal is to bridge everyone over. So this is a long-term passion of mine that is coming to forth. So I'm glad you helped me to live out my dreams by even saying what you're saying when it comes to international. Because, you know, I want to think not just local. I want it to be broad. I want it to be big. I want it to be huge. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. And I can't wait to see you on the runway. I
can't wait to be up there.
Okay, then. Who do we have next there? Come on down. Come on up. Hello, Miss Lady. So are you a model?
I am.
All right. She's a model. Model. Okay, so give us your name.
My name is Shawnee.
Okay, Shawnee.
I'm a model here in Columbia.
Okay. Are you with any agencies, or are you just a freelance model?
Freelance model.
Uh-huh.
Far this is
So how's the scene here in Columbia? Is it a huge market for the industry?
It's on its way.
Okay. Yeah. I was told about 6 months ago that, darling, come to Columbia. You need to be here. And I'm just was waiting on God to give me that next step because, you know, I have so much going on. So definitely I'm excited to hear that is moving in that direction.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if you told us. How long have you been modeling?
2 years. Now.
Two years. Okay. So what inspired you? What gave you the inspiration to be a model?
Oh, my goodness. I've kind of always wanted to be a model. It's just kind of too shy.
Did they tell you when you were younger that you need to be a model?
Yeah, because I'm pretty tall.
How tall are you? Ooh, okay. Yes.
Always shy.
Hello. Yeah. So that's exciting. So what are your who are you modeling for tonight? Any particular designer or are you just
Right, because
okay.
With Yarn Measures and
Okay. So now when I know when you come in as far as growing up, your family saw you the height, and then of course they saw you had that in you. What do you say to young models who want to get into the industry, just don't know how to go about getting into it?
I
stuff
out there. Go on Facebook, type in different
things,
Charlotte,
that's right.
You can audition for things. Everything is on Facebook.
Yes.
It's about putting yourself out there.
It's about putting yourself out there. And when someone tells you no,
keep going.
That's what I'm talking about. You have to keep going because so many people not going to believe in you.
Yeah.
I tell this story, and I'll tell it again and again. I had three people that was there to my heart told me that the vision I had, that this day that my company has been in effect for 2 years, that it it was not going to work. And they meant everything to me. And I'm like, what do you mean? So if I would have sat and listened to them, guess where I will be? Not in this area right now. And that's why I don't care about, just say I can be, my car blew out, the tire blew out one day, and we were on our way to a show, and the radio showcase was going to be, we did it on side of the road. Because
wow.
I'm like, nothing is going to stop me. So I'm just super excited. I'm just grateful to be in your presence and then everyone's presence, because this is what it's all about. Allow someone to talk, tell about what they want to do and express. And not only that, share it with the world and then connect. Because you never know who's listening. We went to a gala in Atlanta, just a Black Tie Fair. One of the models for my network went.
Mm-hmm.
And she now is speaking with them about working with them in a commercial lineup for their brand.
Oh, wow.
And also got invited to go to Italy to do a showcase in Italy to fly out with them. So you just never, ever know. You never know. Yeah, and then the right places. So I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'm not sure what I have next. I can look around in the area and see makeup artists. Okay. Models. Okay. All right. So anyone, if y'all want to come over. Yeah, and I know that you and this makeup artist, but that's fine. Yeah, come on. Yes. Okay. And I know we got this area right here, but we got it on lockdown. So everyone who's listening, and will be listening, thank you all again for tuning in, for supporting our dreams. Our website is actually coming up. It is huge. It's everyone on there that wants to be seen, heard, and want that just support. That knowing that I believe in you, I believe in your dreams, that is coming up. And it's Top Models and Talent Scout Network and IPH Network. They're going to be combined because it's going to allow the business aspect of business owners to be on there also. But not only that, guess what's going to be on there? It's going to be singles on there also. So I'm telling everybody that it's going to be a singles network. And I know with some of the parents, they feel, well, how's that going to work? Well, the singles network are going to have their own entity, will have their own password area to go within. And on my site, it's called Zero Tolerance for Anything Crazy. And so that is one of the other things. You know, you need, even on my Facebook pages or any Facebook pages, or any pages, anytime someone coming crazy and not a herring, you got to go.
Right.
Zero tolerance.
I said it. Friends, yeah. So I'm saying that they got unfriended. I don't know how you feel about it, because at the end of the day, it's you who are on the line. Your integrity is
that's
on the
right.
line. So when you put stuff out there, it don't matter what you do in your home and in your privacy.
Right.
But when you step out,
right.
consider it. Now, some people do things that are wild and crazy, but you like to do those things.
Right.
Make us smile and laugh. These people are all the same if you're born in place.
Right.
Sometimes you're going to see somebody half-dressed or, you know, you're going to see a woman with a bald head. That's how things have changed.
Yes.
You know, we are growing as a people, not just black people, white people.
Yes.
We're all
growing.
Mm-hmm. And styles and trends are changing.
Yes.
Daily. And I say to anybody to get in where you fit in.
Get in where you fit. That's right. So y'all hear this? So we didn't even get her to introduce herself. So give us your full name.
My name is Kristen Hopps. That's how y'all doing.
And what do you do, Kristen?
I am a cosmetologist.
Ooh,
a cosmetologist.
Look at you. All right. So I am just in the circulation of everybody. So as I share with everybody, what I do is we bridge people together so they can express each other. And just like someone here today might be that need a cosmetologist or a makeup artist, 6 months from now, they're going to remember. So you remember I was at this place, this, and connect with you. So that is so cool. So I asked myself, how long have you been in the industry?
I've been in the industry professionally for almost 2 years now.
2 years.
Yes.
Wow. So what made you want to do this? What is this? What does it do for you?
Honestly, I started doing hair when I was young. I started as a braider.
Uh-huh.
And just a lot of my family were my main clients.
Right.
And later on, a couple of people I went to school with. And honestly, I did not want to make a career of it.
Yeah.
I know it's the weirdest thing. I never wanted to make a career of it. I mean, I didn't mind doing it on the side. But then when I realized just how much money was to be made, I'm telling you, it's better than stripping. The money comes so fast. You ain't got to do it. Just go to cosmetology school and get a license and get that $100 for that quick weed. I'm just trying to say.
That's the truth. You know,
it's not options. Everybody have options.
Yes.
You just have to get yourself in a calm place in your mind.
Yes.
And then go to that place.
That's
sometimes
right.
It
take time. I'm telling you, people don't know when they look at you what they look at you.
Right.
They don't know.
Right. That's
smile all day long, but sometimes the person you're staring at might be a broken person.
That's
somebody
right.
just needs some encouragement.
Yeah.
Every now and again.
And what's more better to get that and then you and what you do would help them to even feel better about themselves. That is awesome. So what do you want in reference to let everybody know how they can locate you on the web or in social media?
Okay. You can find me on Facebook at this time at QueenElizabethHopkins@gmail.com. Yes, that is my actual email. and I have pictures. And, you know, there are just things up there so you can get to know the person that I
right.
am. I do also intermingle some of my personal with my professional because it does tell a person more about you.
Yes.
So you can see the conversations I'm having. You can see how I'm talking and interacting with people, what
right.
type of person I am. So you can decide, hey, I might not want to go to her salon if she got too much going on
right.
on Facebook. You always got something going on. I'm not coming to you here.
That's right.
But see, everybody showing love. Hey, I ain't seen you in a minute. What's good with you,
Yeah.
How your kids. You know, things
right,
like that.
Right.
People want to hear those.
They
want
to hear that.
They want
exactly.
to know that the person who they're giving their money to is a real person and that they care about them.
That's right.
And that's all that matters.
She is on point and I mean absolutely correct. I totally 100% agree with you because that's basically what it's all about. And it's so key because I tell everyone all the time, you never know when you're being interviewed.
Right.
And I tell everyone also, I have almost, I would say anywhere between 300 to 400 celebrity actors, film directors, different people from Hollywood is my friend. They're not really like tapping on my page every day and mention it, but honey, I'm pretty sure they're trying to check me out and say, let's see what she is about. So we have a celeb network also,
right.
a lot of celebrities who have done, you know, more work in the industry. And what I have with Top Mountain Talent Scout Network is basically giving a platform to people who are aspiring and people who have a little bit into that mode but not
right.
quite there yet.
Right.
So I'm bridging them all together and letting them just see that all things are possible. All things are possible. Yeah,
people need that. Mm-hmm. See, by you doing that, people begin to feel more encouraged. They'll step out there and take the chance when they didn't think they can talk this type of person to get to their dream.
That's right.
But
that's
I'm
right.
telling you, it's not about what you know sometimes. It's
that's
about
right.
that who you know.
Who you know.
You got to treat everybody with respect. That's
yes.
real. From
right.
the youngest to the oldest.
You bet, girl. She's
preaching
the facts of the industry, honey.
And if you don't, it's almost guaranteed none will be given to you.
That's
but you're
right.
You lose more than just respect. You lose friendship. You're going to lose a lot of things, connections that could have made you a better person and get you to your destiny.
That's right. Wow.
But at the same time, too, sometimes we do have to have those moments where we just, I'm not going to say bad people,
mm-hmm.
but we just don't get it right sometimes.
Right, we don't.
But we need those as a learning lesson to remind us why we should try to keep on a correct path, a steady path, to keep our mind focused and just try to lift somebody else.
Woo! Well, my show is, I have one on Monday, and that one is between 10:30 and 11. I have one on Thursday, which is a networking party kickoff to our network on the web from 7 to 9. Then we also have a radio talk show on Saturday at noon. So we definitely would love to have you back on and the others as well, because I'm telling you, this is what it's all about. This system is so unique and so cool. I tell everybody at the radio stations when they come into my show,
right.
you could be a celebrity, you could be someone off the side of the high ever. Guess what? It's not nothing about being all out of the air, you pulling it down, bringing it over this way, moving your head this side to say something. This is so wonderful, and this is
yes.
the way how the industry is going. A digital platform will allow me to do so. When you do hear the show, you'll be able to hear it and see
right.
that all of this it just comes just like if someone was in a studio.
Yes.
Of the magnitude of the radio show that you hear popping on, like 104.5 or 99 or whatever. What is this show here? Is the Big DM?
Yes,
so,
the Big DM. Yes, Big DM.
Is Curtis Wilson still on?
No. I believe he is.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah, so
it's
definitely.
Yeah,
I know he had. I know he was doing some work with Benedict, too, announcing, like, telling about the sports, like, the place for play at the game. And I said, that voice sounds familiar. So I looked over, I said, oh, my God. So I'm excited. So, everyone, our show is definitely about to close out. I want to say thank you all for tuning in.
It has been a blast, but it doesn't stop here. We're going to be on Facebook Live within the show showcasing and also get to chat with some people there. So at the sound of 1, 2, 3, I want everybody to say, live your dream. Y'all ready? Okay, 1, 2, 3. Live your dream. Woo!
Oh, you know what? And I don't have a car.
Okay.
And the way how it works for me is that if you have your phone, let's connect right now on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I was telling everybody too. Let's see. I'm leaving up from here.
With the phone that I have, I can't connect to Facebook. But